When architect Oscar Ruffini moved to San Angelo in 1884, the town was little more than a collection of saloons and dry goods stores lining dirt streets near Fort Concho, a U.S. Army cavalry post. Ruffini was the first professional architect to live and work in West Texas. He was born in Cleveland, Ohio in 1858. He trained in the U.S. and in France, then worked in his brother Frederick's architectural office in Austin. Ruffini designed scores of county courthouses, banks and office buildings, churches, schools, and homes in West Texas. San Angelo, Sonora, Ozona, Fort Stockton, and the other cities that Ruffini served prospered. So did Ruffini, who had extensive real estate holdings. But he chose to live humbly in a one-story wooden tool shed in downtown San Angelo. It had bare wooden floors and just enough space for a drafting room, a bedroom, and a tiny lean-to bathroom. In the 1920s, newspaper publisher Houston Hart built a new headquarters for the San Angelo Standard right next to Ruffini's shack. Hart wanted the unsightly structure gone. Ruffini refused. Their impasse lasted for years. When Ruffini's roof sprang a leak over his bed, the city denied him a repair permit. So Ruffini pitched a tent in his bedroom, where it remained until about 1950, when the aging architect moved to a hotel. Ruffini died in 1957, but several years earlier, in 1951, his shack was moved to the grounds of Fort Concho National Historic Landmark, water-stained wallpaper and all. It's open to visitors. Though the surviving ornate buildings that Ruffini designed portray the skill of this remarkable early Texan, that simple shed, which has outlasted some of his best work, preserves his character.